Now let's talk about stress, the epidemic, some people say, of the 21st century, along with diabetes, and nearly 500,000 people in Ireland now on antidepressants. Can you imagine it? And 60% of the population either obese or overweight. Now, stress, let's talk about that, because there is a well-being conference taking place in Wexford next week, just outside Wexford. It's in that beautiful hotel there as you head down towards Wexford. And Clodagh McComsky is here. She's a mindfulness, well-being and yoga expert. And she is organising and taking part in the conference. You're very welcome, Clodagh. Thanks for coming in.
Lovely to be here. Thank you.
And you are somebody who's interested in, obviously, our state of mind and how to be more relaxed. How does mindfulness and well-being actually work as somebody who's doing their daily things? How can they fit it in, and what benefit can they get from it?
Okay, the benefits are phenomenal. When we're mindful, that helps us improve performance. It improves leadership. It improves overall well-being, physical, mental and emotional well-being. And it also helps us manage stress very effectively. And how we can fit it in, it's very easy. You just get up in the morning and you get your mind ready for the day. You spend a few minutes doing some practices to prepare you to be mindful. And then during the day, you are mindful in whatever you're actually doing.
But mindful of what? I mean, be mindful there now, the car is passing by. I mean, explain it to me.
So what it just means is that you're fully present in what you're doing, so that your mind isn't in the past or in the future, it's in the moment. So like when I'm here with you now, that I'm fully present here. I'm not thinking about what happened 10 minutes ago or what's going to happen tomorrow or what anything else, that I'm just fully engaged in the conversation.
Okay.
That's all that means.
Well, what thoughts are in your head now? You're talking to me, you're sitting there, you're aware of the aircon. Did that come into your head? It's beaming straight down your neck.
Well, I'm sitting here and I'm focusing on what you're saying and answering your questions
to the
best of my ability.
So have you been able to put out the aircon out of your head?
Well, it's a nice ambient temperature. It's a nice temperature compared to outside. It's lovely.
No, I'm really just exploring what goes on. Is it possible to concentrate on one thing? Because we do have a flight or fight, and we're sort of aware that somebody might come in to attack us or something like that. I mean, how far is that away?
It is possible to be mindful with training and with practice. In the same way that if I wanted to train for a marathon, I would go jogging every day for 6 months, and then I'd be ready for the marathon. And life is the ultimate marathon. So when we want to be mindful and to be present on a daily basis, if we practice a little bit of meditation or mindfulness in the morning, that sets us up for the day, and it sets the mind into the right groove and the right rhythm.
So the benefits of how calm can you feel? How doesn't matter what life throws at you, and how you react to it is usually the big question. Do you panic, or do you start running, or do you freeze? How does it affect those sort of responses?
Well, life is like the Irish weather, okay? You know, you can have all four seasons in the one day, and sometimes it's sunny, sometimes it's stormy. And sometimes, you know, stressful things will happen or difficulties will happen, but it's our internal response. Yeah, it's how our mind takes those. And do we exacerbate them through our thinking, or do we solve the problems? Sometimes what happens with people is that we have a tendency to kind of either not deal with things or deal very obsessively with things. So we can bury things. You know, we can be like an ostrich. We can pretend something isn't happening. Or we can obsess and kind of say, oh, I don't know what I'm going to do about this, and, you know, think catastrophe in our head. Both of those responses are unhelpful. The only way to solve problems is to go through them. But our highest form of thinking is our intuition. But your intuition only works when you're not actually focusing on the problem, when you actually can take a break from it. So it's really, really important for us to be able to tune into things and then disengage from them and then focus. And when we meditate or do a mindful practice on a daily basis, we're actually able to do that.
So a calmness comes and allows your mind free to make proper decisions rather than being traffic jammed up with all sorts of tensions and potentials that mightn't happen, and you can stifle all the solutions. Is that what happens?
Yeah, we can prepare the solution. Like, if we want to be most effective on a daily basis, I have to be 100% present. If I'm distracted, that's obviously going to ensure that I make less than good decisions. So I have the best chance if I'm fully here.
And is that live in the moment? Is that the same thing?
Being present, living in the moment. So for all those things to happen, it's important that we solve our problems as we go along, and that we deal with baggage, and that we don't suppress things, and that we, bring a positive mindset to whatever we're doing.
It sounds great if you train yourself to do it, but if you're going to be doing the leaving certificate next Wednesday and you're out doing things at the weekend or something, it is hanging over you in some way, and you feel that allowing it to hang over you gears yourself in a prepared way with a bit of tension to actually tackle the exam ahead.
If we want to do, I've worked with school kids or college students as well, and and helped them understand how they can get the best out of themselves. Like, sure, it's understandable that if I want to be at my best, that I have to understand that something is important. But bringing a negativity into that and an beneficial pressure into my mind won't improve my performance. It will actually take it.
It's a preparedness. It's if I don't think about it, I won't have the edge to complete it. So I better think about it and know it's coming up so that I'm preparing to be able to do it.
So if you fail to plan, you plan to fail. So you just say, okay, I want to get 6 hours study done today. So I'm going to start now, and then you take your breaks and you complete whatever you set out to do.
Okay, so you're pre-planning, so that means you can dispense with that tension because you've actually made the plans. You can feel more relaxed and allow the all come into
and you have a solution. So like, whenever you get up in the morning, it's important to get your mind, your body, and connect with what is my purpose? What do I have to do in today? So when you get up in the morning, you get fired up on all those cylinders. You get your body in the right place, you get your mind in the right place, and you prepare for the day so that you can be at your best today in whatever you're actually doing.
How'd you start all this, Claudia?
I did aid work for 15 years, so I worked in different countries. I worked in Angola, Ethiopia, India, East Timor and Swaziland. So I worked in places where people were severely affected by stress in the aftermath of man-made and humanitarian disasters, and natural disasters, man-made and natural disasters, wars and tsunamis and earthquakes and all sorts of things. So I worked with people who were, had huge reasons to be stressed by life. And I was away, from 1995 to about 2008, working overseas. And I used to come back to Ireland, and I would see how people handle stress in Africa, in Asia, in Ireland. And, it used to amaze me how some people could cope under severe difficulties and pressures, and then at other times you'd see people fall apart with small problems. And I myself was one of those people. If you put me in a war zone, I could function, because you really focus on what's important. But it was the smaller problems of life that I found more difficulty in handling. And so when I came back to Ireland in 2008, I had this idea that meditation would help me. And I'd lived in India and I'd learned yoga in India and all of that. And I had this idea that meditation would help me. So I started meditating, and it's been part of my daily life for the last 8 years. And, for people who want to know how it works, the important thing is just to experience it. You're asking some questions a few minutes ago. Well, why does it work and all of that? With meditation or with any practice, the important thing is to experience it, and then you'll actually understand how it works and that it does work.
Right. For many people who haven't done it, this relaxation response or the saying of the mantra and allowing thoughts to not entertained them as they come into your head. I mean, just explain to us, from you being a practitioner, how it actually feels. I suppose you have to find the quiet room and set aside the time, but how does it actually work?
Okay, so what happens is you sit and you close your eyes, and you know, meditation is just focused awareness on something. So you could focus on a sound or on your breath. The most common form would be on the breath, and you focus on that, and then your mind will wander, and any time that you notice that your mind is wandering, you bring it back to the breath or to the sound or whatever it is you're focusing on. And the more and more you do that, the more and more you're training your mind, your mind muscles, your brain, to actually focus on whatever it is actually doing. If I can focus on my breath and meditation, that means if I'm writing an exam paper or a project proposal or doing my tax for my business, I have the ability to just focus on that and to cut out other thoughts. And a lot of the time we lack confidence. So sometimes we get more distracted when we're doing things that we feel not good in doing, or we don't like, or we have these perceptions that we don't like or that we're not good at. But when you meditate steadily and consistently, that really builds confidence, because you realize you develop an ability to sit with anything. When you can fully sit with yourself and your thoughts, you can sit with anything in life. And confidence comes, focus comes. And when we focus is fundamental to both success and happiness. So when we want to do well at work or in life or in relationships, we have to be able to concentrate, we have to be able to focus, we have to be able to connect. And meditation, mindfulness, all of those practices train us to be able to connect with whatever we're actually doing, whatever is in front of us now.
Do we sleep better?
Sleep is much better, both in quality. I teach a few nights a week, and any of my students that come, they always say the first benefit that they report is sleep, quality of sleep. One, that it's more restorative, and two, that they're not actually waking up in the middle of the night if that's their problem, or they're able to get to sleep.
Very good. Well, it's very interesting. You're a good advertisement for your passion and your trade. And Rejuvenate Ireland Wellbeing Conference, you're holding that on the 21st in Wexford. You've got some heavy hitters involved, I see.
Yeah, I've been really inspired by so many people who've just jumped on board because they like the idea of the project. They like the sound of what we're actually doing. When people are well, they do well. And the idea is to get Ireland well, to get everybody thriving, to get everybody connected to themselves so they can be at their best and perform at their best on a daily basis.
And Gordon Darcy, tell me about him now.
So Gordon Darcy, yeah, he's a Wexford man, so he's been great. He's come on board, so he'll be coming down for the day. We also have a guy called Steve Black, who used to work with the former All Blacks coach, Graham Henry, said he's the best motivator that I've ever met. So we have leading figures in sports, media. We have Tracy Pigott, we have Terry Prone, we have Sean Gallagher, you know, the former Dragon and entrepreneur. And all of them, they really understand what it takes for them to be well in body and mind on a daily basis. And if you speak to any successful person, they normally have a routine that gets themselves set up for the day. So we'll be hearing about what these people do to get themselves ready for the day. And we'll also hear their perception on, you know, what it's going to take for Ireland to thrive and to sustain. A lot of people are doing well in Ireland, but there's a lot of people that are really, really stressed and suffering the consequences of anxiety, depression, illness, that it's stress-related. And there are solutions to these things, and so it's about helping people understand that if you are stressed, there's a way out of it.
And it's not medication, it's
yeah, that there are other solutions to it, exactly.
Very good. Well, Clodagh McCumisky is the person behind Rejuvenate Ireland Wellbeing Conference in the Ferry Carrick Hotel in Wexford on the 21st of June, if you want to attend. You're very inspiring, I have to say, Clodagh, and good to hear what you had to say. Maybe we should all do it. Would it make us all a happier race? And
I think it would make us more happy, and it would make us more productive, and it would make us enjoy life more, because that's also... when people are stressed, one of the first things they lose is joy and fun. And that's a really important part of life. And there's some other really great people on board as well. The Wexford Chamber of Commerce, Wexford County Council, Dunoon, Wexford Chamber SkillsNet. Everybody has come on board because they like the idea of the event. And we have, you know, schools, we have all sorts of different groups from Wexford that are involved on the day with us.
Fantastic. Okay, and you might even go to win the Hurling All-Ireland with all that, you know, vibrations coming in from what's happening in Ferry-Carrick.
We also the reason that we've chosen the 21st of June is because it's the longest day of the year, and it's also the United Nations International Day of Yoga. And we have the Indian ambassador coming on the day as well. We're really, really excited about that, because yoga gives a really good template for well-being, because it speaks about exercise, breathing, diet. It gives a lot of tools and practices that can help us relax and focus and be unstressed. So we're really, really honoured and delighted that the Indian ambassador to Ireland will be on board for the day as well.
Wonderful. Clodagh McCumsky there from Rejuvenate Ireland Wellbeing Conference. Thanks for coming in. Thank you.